Last night, the Gillette Rough Riders traveled to Sheridan to take on the Troopers in two critical conference matchups in Game 1. Gillette was down by 4 runs twice. They trailed 4-0 at one point and 6-2 at one point. But they came back. Here's the highlights from Game 1.
Next pitch to Caden, and that is sliced on the right field line over the leaping Fink, and that's a fair ball right along the chalk as it rolls into the corner. Loftus cuts it off before he gets to the warning track. Dalton Nelson will do a head-first dive across home plate, his left hand going across first, and the Troopers take it early, 2-0 lead. That is an RBI double by Caden Steele. He drives in his 43rd run of the year, and a quick start by Sheridan in Sheridan. The stretch from Hamrick. The 1-0. Fink lifts this one to the right field line. Rocksteel going over near the chalk. He dives. It's a fair ball. It lands on the chalk and rolls to the corner. Seth Peterson crosses home plate and scores. Not far behind is Corey Schilling. He hits home plate with his left foot and scores. And the Rough Riders are within a run in Sheridan. Jason Fink, a 2-run double opposite field down the right field line. And it's 6-5 Troopers. Two state title contenders. Two rivals going at it here in Sheridan. Sergeant nods his head emphatically. He rears back. The payoff pitch. Ground ball towards third. Backhanded behind the back by Schilling on one knee. He pops up. He fires across the diamond. Fink digs it out of the turf. And the game is over. A nice backhanded defensive play by Corey Schilling to end the ball game and to complete the Rough Rider comeback. The Rough Riders come back down 4 runs, and in dramatic fashion late, they defeat Sheridan 7-6. 3 runs in the top of the sixth, 2 more in the top of the seventh, and they get a huge conference win, and the Riders still unbeaten in conference play at 9-0.
Game 2 is another dramatic 1-run game, a game that went into extra innings due to this Cale Hamrick game-tying single.
2-1 Gillette. Lay kick by Fink, the 1-2. A bouncing ball up the middle, past the diving Seth. Over the bag at second and in the center field for a base hit. Rounding third and sprinting home and scoring is Dalton Nelson. And we are all knotted up at 2 here in the bottom portion of the fourth inning.
In the end, though, Sheridan would take game 2 in 8 innings by a final score of 3-2 in walk-off fashion. In the aftermath, Sheridan is 34-13 on the year, 7-5 in conference action. And Gillette is 44-20 on the season, 9-1 in conference action. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.